Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us again at FM 300. Our topic today is, Hello DNA, I'm bacteria and I'm your new home. Let us first begin with a story.
Once upon a time, there was a lonely DNA strand called Danny, who was desperate to find a new home. One day, Danny stumbled upon Ben the bacteria, who welcomed him eagerly into its force. However, Ben had one request. Danny must never leave his membrane. But what Danny did not know was Ben had an ulterior motive. He was hungry!
Wait a minute. What are DNA and bacteria?
DNA contains all of the required genetic materials for your body to grow, function, and reproduce. Bacteria were the first life forms on Earth, which make their DNA excellent sources for information. They are the only organism capable of incorporating foreign DNA sequences into their own genes. This process can be advantageous in enabling the cells to adapt to new environments.
So Cha, what is bacteria planning to do with Danny?
In order to answer this question, let's talk to an expert on DNA uptake.
Here's Dr. Rosemary Redfield, a microbiologist from the University of British Columbia. So Dr. Redfield, why did you choose to work with bacteria?
I choose to work with bacteria to answer a very important question that nobody else is trying to answer. And the cocktail party version of the question is, do bacteria have sex?
Well, Dr. Redfield, we learned in first year biology that bacteria reproduce asexually. This means that they reproduce differently from a multicellular organism with a membrane-bound nucleus.
All eukaryote organisms, all plants and animals pretty well, reproduce sexually. That is, two individuals produce an egg and a sperm which merge together to form a new individual. So each new individual is a mixture of different versions of genes. And we take that for granted, that's obviously the way to reproduce, because for us it's the only way we can reproduce. But really, it's a very peculiar way to make offspring.
Peculiar? What is so peculiar about it?
If you're a space alien comes to Earth, and you're trying to explain how we reproduce, and the space alien will go, what? So you each throw away genes and you mix your genes together to make a new individual that some random combination of the versions of genes that were in two people. Why don't you just bud? Why don't you just make an offspring that's just like you? The most embarrassing thing to scientists about this is that we scientists don't know why this is a good thing. We don't know why sexual reproduction is worth the trouble it takes to do it. Almost everything reproduces sexually, but we evolutionary biologists don't understand why. So sex must be something that everything needs. What I'm doing in my whole research program is testing whether this is true or whether we are mistakenly interpreting as sex processes that exist for other reasons in bacteria.
But why do bacteria want to take up Danny the DNA?
So that's what our research is testing. Why do bacteria take up DNA? And we think that bacteria take up DNA as food. That just like, you know, there's DNA in all the stuff we eat, and it's part of the nutrients that our bodies use. And for bacteria, DNA is a great source of nutrients. But it's a very radical idea for us to suggest that that's why bacteria take up DNA.
Food? Hold on. So Danny is going to be eaten by bacteria? Do bacteria eat any types of DNA?
Most bacteria take up any DNA. They don't care. But some bacteria, it's like they were picky eaters. And they sort of seem to check the DNA sequence first and take up DNAs that have particular sequences. Most people think it's because these DNA sequences are markers for DNA from close relatives. And the purpose of this paper was to see if there was another explanation.
Danny is one of the many victims that will be chosen by bacteria. They are known to take up specific sequences of DNA and incorporate them into their own chromosomes.
Poor Danny. He has no idea what he's getting himself into. We have to warn him before it's too late. Oh look, Steven, there he is. Oh no! Danny, stop! Don't go into the pool!